Mr. Cheney's visit has drawn a lot of press coverage both here in the U.S. and in the Middle East, and sometimes the media there have a very different take on events. Joining me in the studio to discuss Arab press reaction to the vice president's trip is Hisham Melham. He's the Washington correspondent for Lebanon's Al-Safir newspaper. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Let's start with Vice President Cheney's visit. How is it being portrayed in the Arab press?
Very negatively. The press in the Arab world is playing up the criticism that's been leveled against any kind of potential confrontation with Iraq by Arab leaders. On the other hand, they are also pointing out to the source of real danger in the region, which is in the occupied territories and what's taking place there. I read some of the commentary. Everybody is saying that we should urge Iraq to allow the inspectors to go back, and I think there will be some concerted Arab efforts, maybe even pressure on Iraq, to allow the inspectors in order to pull the rug from under those people who are calling for a confrontation with Iraq.
Let me ask you about the reaction in the press about recent comments by President Bush, which were harsher than usual, directed towards Israel. What's the reaction in the Arab press been to those comments?
Some of them said it's too little too late. And most people were expecting a different approach from George Bush. I don't know if you know this, but the sentiment throughout the Arab world was for George Bush during the campaign. They didn't like Al Gore and what he stood for. So they feel that they were deeply disappointed with George Bush's performance so far, and they blame him for encouraging Sharon. And they said had he objected 6 months ago publicly to Sharon's tactics, you would have seen a different reaction from the Israelis. So they were not very thrilled necessarily because the President of the United States changed his mind 1 year later.
Well, statements were made today by Syria and Lebanon. Mm-hmm. They urged Arab countries to back the Palestinian revolt. So how is the Arab press interpreting that statement?
Many people don't see a contradiction there. Most people believe that occupation itself is violent. You know, it's based on a system of coercion.
But how do you have a peace process then if you also are saying you're backing a revolt?
How do you have a peace process if the occupation is there too? I mean, it's just, that's the other side of it. Look, the French and the Algerians were slaughtering each other literally, and they were negotiating for peace. The United States was fighting Vietnam, and they were negotiating in Paris. I'm not saying that the Palestinians and the Israelis should continue to fight. All I'm trying to say is that here, now after 18, 19 months of revolt, of we might call it a low-intensity war of liberation, if you want, you are not going to have a total cessation of violent confrontation after 18 months of passion and anger and bloodshed.
Hisham Melham is the Washington correspondent for the Lebanese newspaper Al-Safir. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.